in the evil Diddy Piker and restoring common sense one episode at a time.
Like calling me Diddy Piker.
You're the only one that's been to a Diddy party out of all of us. You're the only one.
Oh, this guy's so dumb. Like, he can't possibly know anything. This guy calls him a political commentator. Oh, and then like the second I got unbanned, he's like, bruh.
In my opinion, you gotta remind people on the internet that you exist outside the stream. When you're not live, you read research, etc. Just because you're not pulling up random Wikipedia links on stream doesn't mean. Yeah, the other side of the story that I find.
Wait, is he pretending like, okay, guys, I gotta go offline now. I need to go read books? Like,
that's what he's pretending.
Like, do you not feel embarrassed or humiliated lying like that about what you do?
IRI making the case for Platner. No, I don't ever want to watch anything on this ever. Here's the deal, okay? If I was in Maine and it's Platner and a Republican on the ballot, as long as there is breath in my body and as long as my hand can grip a pen and can mark a ballot, I'm voting for the blue guy. So Platner would get the vote, okay? But do not expect me to come out here and simp for him or actively defend him when he is in bed with all of the worst fucking people on the planet with these fucking tanky commie loser fucks, okay? For all I know, this guy could be Fetterman 2.0. Unfortunately, even Fetterman is preferable to a Republican, but I don't expect anybody to be happy about it, okay? It's so funny because you talk to these stupid fucking lefty commie fucks, okay? And you're like, did you guys ever support Kamala? And they're like, yeah, go back and look. And every single video is like, well, Trump is bad, 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 Trump is bad. Would the Democrat be better? Maybe.
Hassan said no, by the way.
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah, the messaging was mixed at best. But now all of the commies seem to understand. Well, hold on. It's not enough to just say that I guess you'd support Platter. You need to be excited about it. You got to be enthusiastic. Like, none of this stuff matters, right, guy? Like, no, fuck you. Eat fucking dick, bro. The fact that I'm going to sit here and defend the guy who lied about the 16-year Nazi tattoo and all that shit. Listen, I don't give a fuck if the guy actually still is a Nazi. I would still vote for a blue guy over a red guy, okay? Because that's where we're at today in politics, unfortunately. But don't act like, you know, we have to be fucking happy about it. Jesus Christ. Especially when none of you motherfuckers would support is Susan Collins actually that bad? I don't even know. But everybody in my suburb hates her.
She's a Republican, but like she does sometimes.
Oh, never mind. Don't care. I didn't even know that. I'm retarded. Never mind. I didn't know. She's a Republican. Fuck her. Then she's an amoral demon. Wait, who's the other person in this race?
It's just Platner and I think Kerr.
Wait, who was the other Democrat?
Mills dropped, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Mills. I don't think Mills is formally dropped. Like, her thing is still open, but she's, like, stopped campaigning or whatever, right?
I thought she formally dropped, but she's still going to show up on the ballot.
Hold on. Is Collins the Satan spawn that was walking the hallways talking about how she couldn't support Build Back Better because it didn't make any concessions that she thought was important for her state or something like that? And then, like, literally, the second she got out, she, like, broke the senior citizen record for the 1 mile run to go to Congress and vote immediately for this thing faster than any other fucking human being on the planet had ever dashed that mile. Like, I hate these motherfuckers. But also, I'm not on Platner too. It's weird. I don't give a fuck. But like, I just don't care. I don't care about any of this shit. I would vote for him though if I was there. But that's like the best endorsement you would ever get from me. But it's an unequivocal endorsement. I would vote for him, like hands down. It wouldn't even be close.
It's not even hard.
I would vote for Hitler over a red anything. I would. I don't give a fuck. Okay. If Hitler came back to life and the Holocaust kill count was reduced by 1,000 because he had shipped 1,000 Jewish children to Epstein instead of killed them, I would still vote for that guy over a fucking Republican at this point. But I mean, like, I'm not going to be happy about it, okay?
As long as you know that he would vote Dem on everything, right?
I mean, he'd probably vote Dem on 90% of stuff. Even, like, even Fetterman generally votes Dem, right?
Yeah, I would vote Fetterman over any Republican, 100%. Yeah. But also, Fetterman's probably gonna get primaried, so that's how it works.
I get not defending him, but what about liberal content creators actively attacking him? Well,
it's still the primary. You can attack him right now.
Yeah, it's the primary, right?
Yes,
it's the primary.
On the 9th, you won't hear me talk about this guy at all. I won't say a bad word about it.
It's the primary.
So if you don't want to hear me talking about him being mean, I'll see you on the 9th.
Is that in 3 days or is that next month?
3 days.
That's
why we're having the WIC panel on the 8th.
The problem with Fetterman is that he doesn't do his fucking job. Senate matters a lot, and he never hold his vote hostage to gain something. He just stands outside, doesn't wear a suit, and waits for aide to tell him thumbs up or down. Sure, I know. It's bad, but like, again, it's better than, I mean, it's, what do you want me to say? It's.
I'll take a fucking a coin that flips 75% of the time for Democrats over a Republican.
Yeah. What do we got here? Hassenslap. This isn't a politics. Well, it's a sound, so that's okay.
This isn't a free speech issue. This is people are fucking getting way too comfortable slandering and saying whatever they want about people online under the guise of free speech.
I feel like with your optics knowledge, you should be able to answer my EUV question. They definitely talk about apertures and depth focus and reticles in photolithography. Oh, bro, I got you, man. I used to build processors with my bare fucking hands way back in the day, so let me know. Hit me up, bro.
This isn't a free speech issue. This is people are fucking getting way too comfortable slandering and saying whatever they want about people online under the guise of free speech.
There's lots of videos shitting on me on the internet.
By the way, this guy literally calls, ironically, he's the last person who should be calling anybody a fucking pedophile, given his Reddit, his Reddit accounts that were unearthed, but he also literally calls every person that he fucking hates a pedophile all the goddamn time.
Okay, sure, but hello?
Time.
Diddy Dan, by
talking
the way?
Talking about slander. You want to talk about fucking defamation? I have his ass dead to rights. I have his ass dead to rights. There is a literal article that he read about the fucking brothel that I went to in 2010 that got raided in 2016, knowing full well that the accusations by the state were wrong and that the brothel was able to successfully sue the fucking state. He knows the truth, okay? And yet he still participates in this fucking slander over and over again. He should be feeling real happy that I don't fucking pursue this kind of shit.
Do you remember when Hassan said he went to that Diddy party and there was like pedophilia or whatever on the screen? Wasn't that crazy?
That's fucking nuts.
That was kind of weird.
He literally tweeted that.
Yeah, he did. Pretty crazy. And I'm not exaggerating that at all, right? What microphone do you use? I use the one that they use on Joe Rogan. It's called the Ultima OC White Co. It's like $600. But you know what? Worth. It's a really good mic arm. I'm going to be honest. Actually, Elgato released new mic arms.
Elgato one.
Where they have the anything that says hydraulic on it. I don't know if it's really hydraulic or not. I don't even know what that actually means. Water something. But those are all good. And yeah, the new Elgato ones were pretty good. But yeah, this one's been pretty good.
He got banned from Celebrity Poker for calling a woman a prostitute? Jesus Christ. Cinema. Fight.
Wait, did this actually happen? I've heard other people mention this. Did Ethan ever get banned from Celebrity Poker?
Fighting the evil Diddy Piker and restoring common sense one episode at a time. Like even that, like calling me Diddy Piker.
You're the only one that's been to a Diddy party out of all of us. You're the only one. It's like the name fits you more than anybody else in the space.
Like that's slander. It's total. It's total slander. You know?
Okay. Anyway, where were we? Hassan snarking you.
Kuiman, JSTLK, and a bunch of XX Pestini fans supported Casey Tron and the girls. No, I know. That's what I'm talking about.
They're getting shoutouts, bro.
Kuiman, JSTLK, and a bunch of XX Pestini fans supported Casey Tron and the girls. No, I know. That's what I'm talking about. Like, a lot of the orbiters have, like, pulled away from Destiny's orbit and now actively oppose him. Anyway, so this was really funny for me, okay? Asmongold reacts to Hassan trying to sue popular YouTuber Pegasus. First of all, popular YouTuber. Let's be...
He calls him JSTLK, not Jewstalker. Curious.
Not beating the allegations there, you know?
Also, though, I had a really fun... They banned me from the announcer booth. Can you believe that? They said I'm a liability.
Why? How so?
I guess the last time I was in there, some of the sponsors complained that I was too crass.
I got that call.
Yeah, what did they say? What did they tell you?
Yeah, some of the sponsors didn't like you in the booth.
You ruined it for all of us.
Yep.
Oh, what? You're going to go in there and be the top dog now, AB? You're going to be in there?
Why not? I was the top dog before you went in there. I was in there first.
Yep.
Everyone loved me. It was all good vibes. And then you came in and you fucked it up.
Killed the vibes. Vibe killer.
What's the best position to be in poker?
Not your
you
position.
You literally don't even know. Like, how are...
Oh, I thought he was going to make a sex joke. Fuck my brain.
Not your
you
position.
You literally don't even know. Like, how are you going to announce a game when you can't even answer the most basic fundamental question?
I don't think it was your poker knowledge that got you kicked
but
out
if you, yeah, but that's important when you're announcing, Dan.
It's important.
But so AB's going to be in there?
It's not the only thing that's
okay,
important.
But AB's going to go there and be nice? Like, I'm sorry. There's plenty of nice people in the world. Not many people with the deep poker knowledge like me.
People are loving my commentary. Talk about Skill House.
What is the... Is it... I mean, I'm a fucking retard. I would just assume on the button. But is there some fucking... Actually,
big blind is actually the best position because if you're an aggressive player, then pre-flop. Actually, mathematically, a nine-handed game under the gun plus four is actually mathematically the best position to be in because of, it's big blind statistically. Is that true?
Talk about Ryan Kavanaugh.
That's true.
Yeah,
he was
back in my day, guys. 20 years ago, poker was like you just sat down and it was man versus man. You looked the man in the eyes. You bluffed like a man. Back then, you might see an old player sitting at the table like, old timer, how do you know when to bluff? And the guy will be like, you stare a man in his eyes, and then you look into his soul, shuffle a few chips around, you get a measure, the man in front of you, you feel like they ain't got shit, you start fucking firing off bets to take that motherfucker's money. Nowadays, you see a guy at a table like, how do you know when to bluff? And the guy's like, well, mathematically, based on the range of hands that he could probabilistically have pre-flop, and based on the range of hands that I've been demonstrating, it makes sense 34% of the time to actually bluff one time on the flop, and then if I don't, then there's a 32.7% chance that he has a range of cards here, and I want to be attacking this. I was like, get me the fuck out of here, bro. I didn't come down here, okay, to sit at a table with a bunch of human abacuses, all right? Get me out of here.
And that this guy, this account that I actually like and interact with quite a bit, put forth. And apparently, this is how libs need to think about Grant Platner. It says this account, it's sex pestiny, it's Epstein.
If
this
I
is
was
what
in
he said.
Maine, and it's Platner and a Republican. Wait, what?
So many people do it. I mean, this dovetails into the conversation that this guy, this account that I actually like and interact with quite a bit, put forth. And apparently, this is how libs need to think about Grant Platner. It says this account, it's sex pestiny, it's Epstein.
If
this
I
is
was
what
in
he said.
Maine, what he gives me two nicknames at once now. I'm getting the double nicknames. Okay, and it's Platner and a Republican on the ballot. As long as there is breath in my body, hand can grip a pen and can mark a ballot. I'm voting for the blue guy. Platner would get the vote, but do not expect me to come out here and simp for him or actively defend him when he is in bed.
Oh no, what will we do? What will Mainers do? Guys, Epstein, the guy who is currently in a court case for distributing revenge
porn to a minor
in exchange for child sexual abuse material.
Jesus Christ.
Is that has written an N-word manifesto and his
there
right to be able to say the N-word has
keep
decided...
Going. How much of that was about any of my political beliefs or anything of substance at all? Asana's talking about you right now? Again? No way. What?
Fire on Israel as well.
Shut up. These stupid fucking suits.
The more
the
this Biden is idea
glasses.
Of it,
Jesus.
That he's not going to defend Grant Platner. Okay. Well, I'm glad that he at least says he's going to vote blue no matter who. At least he's got that principle down. That's good.
With all of the worst f***ing people on the planet with these tanky commie loser f***s. For all I know, this guy could be Fetterman 2.0. Unfortunately, somebody that Hassan adamantly supported, by the way. All of these ML tanky types adamantly supported Fetterman. He could pretend like he doesn't do it now. I don't know if anybody has the links to it, but they love Fetterman.
Why does he hate John Fetterman?
Oh. Does he still like Fetterman?
Isn't John Fetterman literally everything that he likes?
I'm sorry. He's speaking to some weird fabricated version of me now. Because for Hassan, he doesn't do actual politics. It's like it's going to come down to fucking Israel or some retarded shit because this guy doesn't even do politics. Ah, so boring.
John Fetterman and Epstein have the same level of admiration and support for the nation state of Israel.
It's so crazy that the foreign paid Turkish guy over here is even allowed to have an opinion on my country's politics. Holy shit, it's actually so insane to me, but whatever.
Yeah, John Fetterman became aligned with Epstein. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to bet there was probably instances initially when John Fetterman was making that pro-Israel pivot where Epstein probably defended him. I'm sure there's clips of it out there because why wouldn't he? He was dick-sucking Israel super hard, just like Fetterman was.
Even Fetterman is preferable to a Republican, but I don't expect anybody to be happy about it. It's so funny because you talk to these stupid f***ing lefty commie f***ing facts, okay? And you're like, did you guys ever support Kamala? And they're like, yeah, go back and look. And every single video is like, well, Trump is bad, 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 Trump is bad. Would the Democrat be better? Maybe.
Hassan said no.
Multiple times. Yeah, the messaging was mixed at best. But now, all of the commies seem to understand. Hold on, it's not enough to just say that I guess you'd support Plato. You need to be excited about it. You got to be enthusiastic. Like, none of this stuff matters.
I don't really care about that at all.
Okay.
This is a complete straw man. I don't give a fuck if he doesn't. I mean, if he comes out against Grand Plattner, then that's a violation of any principles that he may have tried to maintain. But outside of that, I don't give a fuck. What is this? He literally didn't know who Susan Collins was.
What is this? Oh, he literally has. Oh, isn't he the guy? Isn't he the guy? 123 likes, one retweet, 19 replies. Ogre Boy 67. The guy who has a tattoo of Hassan and his dog on his leg. That's not an exaggeration, by the way.
Motherfuckers would support. Is Susan Collins actually that bad? I don't even know. But everybody in my suburb hates her.
She's a Republican, but like she does sometimes.
I don't know. Fuck all about Maine. I'm going to be honest about that.
Never mind. Don't care. I didn't even know that. I'm retarded. Never mind. I didn't know. She's a Republican. Fuck her.
This guy's a political commentator and he doesn't know who the fuck Susan Collins is. Susan, I'm concerned, Collins.
It's so crazy that Hassan is so happy to take like a whatever he can from my stream to try to like lil bro me, but he is fucking terrified of a conversation. It's always like the most obvious virtue signal or the most obvious like weak signaling is like, oh, this guy's so dumb. Like he can't possibly know anything. This guy calls him a political commentator. Oh, and then like the second I get unbanned, he's like, bruh.
I'm concerned, Collins. Susan, I'm the most moderate Trump critic, Collins. How the fuck do you not even know the most basic shit?
Oh, somebody said, Hassan pretends that Fetterman is average centrist Democrat. That's why he's drawing parallels to you and him. Oh, okay. I don't even know that.
That's insane. He just openly is like, I don't know who the fuck Susan Collins is. Am I crazy? I feel like Susan Collins is like the fake Joe Manchin of the Republicans. She's famous for that reason. She's famous for constantly being like, oh, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about what Trump is doing. And then going along with Trump's agenda 98% of the way.
That's literally the exact opposite of why people didn't like Manchin or Sinema. It was because that they wouldn't always go along with the Democrats. And they were like the most pivotal swing votes in the fucking Senate. I think people just hated Collins and the Alaskan one. Apparently I mixed these two up. Because the people will do that, I'm concerned, but then they just vote along with Trump. I don't know how that's comparable to Manchin or Sinema, but okay.
She's not like some random person, you know what I mean? It's not like knowing about Angus King, okay? Susan Collins is a known entity. Fetterman's the wrong type of center for these guys because he doesn't play ball. Someone like Jared Golden is the right of the party too, but plays ball in the big bills for the most part. Oh, they're party men at the end of the day. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, Jared Golden is a great example. You're right.
That she's an amoral demon. Wait, who's the other person in this race?
It's just Plattner and I think Kerr.
Wait, who's the other Democrat?
Mills dropped, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Mills. I don't think Mills, especially when Nut.
They hate me for speaking the truth. Oh, Muse. Yeah, you've been popping off our Mainer lobster head, Hassan Abi head, in the chat.
He's trying to attack the narrative that Destiny doesn't do more research than him. Yeah, so it's like whatever the Clippers can find about me misidentifying a country on a map or not recognizing a person or whatever is like the desperate owns that he has to try to salvage, I guess. Yeah.
Our Mainer Lobsterhead Muse PWT, another lobsterhead, actual lobsterhead. His Reddit was glazing Fetterman whenever he shows his support for Israel. Based, Fetterman's a treasure. Based, Fetterman is the hero America needs. That's what I mean. Like, these guys have no fucking principles. They just, like, became pro-Israel because...
Who's making these albums for him? Wait, what?
Another lobsterhead, actual lobsterhead. His Reddit was glazing Fetterman whenever he shows his support for Israel.
Based, Fetterman is a treasure.
2 years ago... Holy shit, what the fuck even is this fucking post? I wonder if I can find this. Oh my god.
Okay, this was November 2nd, 2024. It's...
What is this about?
I don't even know. So, Israel kills one of Hamas's last remaining senior leaders in Gaza. Fetterman tweets out, cancel culture. Okay. This post has 35 upvotes and 7 comments. Okay, I guess we love Fetterman over here. And then this one is, Fetterman is the hero America needs. What the fuck is this? Was that Fetterman up there? This has 7 comments, 118 upvotes, and still 2 years ago.
Did we even hate Fetterman 2 years ago? I don't remember if Fetterman was like fucking everything up 2 years ago.
How long has he been in office? Like 4 years now?
I don't remember.
Coming up on that?
But I thought it was then him aligning with a whole bunch of like Trump shit and then making the rounds on Fox. This is pre-stroke. Oh.
Yeah, well, when was his stroke? That's a good indicator of when people started hating him.
Based. Fetterman's a treasure. Based. Fetterman is the hero America needs. That's what I mean. Like, these guys have no fucking principles. They just, like, became pro-Israel because he's pro-Israel. Also, one of the funniest things...
We're not even close to pro-Fetterman. There are a bunch of other issues in the United States besides Israel-Palestine to other people that actually care about politics, but okay.
...that people fucking claim about Graham Platner is that... And it immediately shows that your analysis is exclusive to the internet.
I hate this word. I just hate that he gets away with so many... Is all of politics just like trying to find yourself in rooms with a bunch of softballs? Is that it over and over again? Like, I feel like these people are all the kind of people who would create Smurf accounts over and over again because they're like ladder heroes that can't even break the top rank or whatever. So they just have to Smurf over and over again because they know that if they have to actually contend with anything, they would get fucking obliterated. Like, it's crazy that he just gets away with so much and nobody is like researched enough to call him out on anything. This new term that he uses over and over again. No one has done the analysis. Bro, you don't analyze anything. You bring up a ton of tweets, you read them verbatim, and then you move on to the next thing while giving the ordinary ML slop opinion about it. Like, that's it. What were you saying?
I was going to ask, did you watch the Platner interview with the New York Times?
How old is it?
I think 3 weeks.
Then no.
I'm not going to play this video yet.
Pretty good.
But I saw, I think it was Hosborough Points that was also saying like, oh, the internet made Graham Platner. The left is the reason why Graham Platner is a thing. None of you guys know anything about elections if you are,
oh my God,
are making such an unbelievably stupid assessment.
This is the new talking point that all the lefties have been spreading that you'll hear this from every lefty person, ML person, is that Maine is actually not mainly young leftist people. It's actually a bunch of older people, and the electorate of Maine is nothing like what people online are saying. So, therefore, it's totally improper to say that lefties are loving or something bullshit like this. Yeah. Also, I don't know how this is a Hasbro talking point, but okay.
Okay. Your brain has been poisoned by what you see on Twitter. Your brain has been poisoned by what you see on Reddit. Your brain has been poisoned by the communities that you spend a good deal of time in, where they constantly talk about these idiotic narratives. That's why it's also funny, because when he was like, oh, it's these fucking commie tanky bullshit that like support Graham Platner. The people that this sex pest would consider commie tanky motherfuckers actually hate Graham Platner. Okay?
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, Graham Platner's base of support is not the youth vote. Okay?
I've never said this ever. You cannot win elections with online tanky support. We saw that when every single person that Hassan supported in California got fucking trounced. So we already know that that's the case. But that doesn't make their impact or the footprint they leave in the online media sphere any less fucking annoying. And online, it is absolutely all of the weird, sloppiest tanky fucks that are obsessed with buoying this guy's story in any way possible.
Graham Platner's biggest supporters are not the young voters of Maine. I'm sure there are plenty of young voters in Maine that will vote for him, but you're out of your fucking mind. Maine, the average voter age in Maine is, I believe, 48 years old. Okay? It's all old white people. These are ride-or-die Democrats and independents that are sick and tired of Donald Trump molesting the fucking money. Okay? And they're also very frustrated with the Democratic Party's bullshit centrism. The olds, the
I think Hassan came to understand attack you like this is better than the Voldemort approach he took before. I don't know how much is like me recognizing how the media stuff works, or how much is other people like all kind of discovering it and then like doing it in real time. I'm not sure. But I mean, Hassan has had a policy of attacking me or not attacking me. Like, he would attack me before, but he just wouldn't say my name. But he might feel safer now because he feels like he has other people that will back him up. There's probably a piece of time where Hassan felt a little bit lost because his ecosystem that he was trying to create was Twitch. And then especially once the sponsorship stuff started to happen and Twitch started to get pressure because of the insane shit this guy says on their platform, well, he's radicalizing young children and everything, and Twitch and Dan Clancy all stand by and they champion this or whatever, he probably felt a little bit isolated and then was a little bit more scared of taking on fights. But now that he's kind of gotten in more with the online mainstream lefty tanky people, maybe he feels a little bit more comfortable. I don't know, it's hard to say.
Whites, the old whites, are frustrated. And I've been saying this for months. Actually, not even for months. I've been saying this for the last 2 years, as a matter of fact. If you recall, I always repeat to all of you, I'm like, I go around the country, I go to these fucking protests, I go to the No Kings rallies. What do I see? I see old white people that aren't just saying, we want more centrism. Old white people that are saying, Bernie was right, and we were wrong for saying Bernie was wrong.
Something I always find frustrating is Hassan likes to say he is fighting fascism, but still, after everything this admin did, he still said he would vote third party if Newsom was a candidate in 2028. Because when they say fighting fascism to him means fighting the libs, all libs. So the Democrats and the Republicans, anybody that's not a socialist is a fascist to these people. That's not a joke. That's how they view it.
Nothing has changed in the last year. Old liberal voters just want fighters because they're too pissed at Trump, and Plattner's a fighter who calls them fascists. People who characterize him as left or DSA are fundamentally misunderstanding his appeal. Absolutely. Let's look at Grand Plattner's commie tanky base now. Does this look like a DSA meeting? Maybe DSA pre-2016, certainly, but there wouldn't be this many people in one room for the DSA before 2016 anyway. But does this look like a Democratic Socialist of America meeting? Do you think this is the fucking campus caucus? These are people who were around when motherfucking Karl Marx was around. The fuck are you talking about? The DSA tankies. You only arrive at this conclusion if your brain is fucking rotted from the shit that you see on the internet. Stop believing these fucking dickheads, okay? They are always going to lead you astray. This is pure personal vendetta masquerading as real political analysis. And there are so many fucking idiots out there who believe it. They go along with it because it's much easier to keep up with drama. It's much easier to present people as villains on the internet and then just focus on the fucking dumb, nonsensical drama.
Like calling me sex pest, court case, child rapist, over and over and over and over again. Huh, great, true. It is crazy to me that so much of his audience doesn't see that, I guess. I don't know.
Hassan has done that again.
He said the average voting age in Maine was like 44 or 45 or whatever. That's also the median age in population. It tracks also for California. California's like average voting age is like 37 to 38, and the median age there is 38 to 39. So I don't know.
Sure. Or what about it?
He's just pointing at a room full of like older people and being like, see?
No, he's attacking a straw man. So I complain a lot that online the lefties suck off Plattner forever. And it's so fucking annoying to see these guys running around tone policing everybody. It's like, vote blue no matter who, vote blue. They'll never do it. But remember, the enemy always likes to attack you with your own values while they have none. Or they do have values, but they're obscured from you and they're much more insidious than they're public about. But it's annoying seeing all these fucking retards and then the useful idiots like Soy Pill or whatever running around like doing this like, oh, you got to vote blue no matter who, guys. We got to support him, even though we're still in the fucking primary. So that's the thing that I think is annoying. But that opinion is like mutated, or they try to mutate it into Destiny thinks the only people that support Plattner are hardcore tankies and youth voters. But obviously that's not true. No election is going to be won that way. I don't know if you can even survive any primaries that way. But so he's just attacking that straw man of like, well, look, no, the people in Maine who support Plattner are actually like median voters. It's like, yeah, of course, obviously. No shit.
Fucking hate Hassan. So I believe Hassan. Now they're telling me Hassan is actually promoting Grand Plattner and he loves Grand Plattner and he personally hand selected Grand fucking Plattner. And therefore I hate him too. He's a bad guy. Where did you arrive at this conclusion? Yeah, I feel like this whole Plattner situation could have been avoided if a bunch of upper middle class leftists hadn't seen the most obvious red flags imaginable and thought that's just a rough, salty Ohio Waffle House type working class people are like. I blame the New York Times. They taught people to see stuff like, for example, a third Waffen SS Panzer Division Totenkopf and think, now there's a man with economic anxiety. What a stupid fucking assessment. It was Maine Democrats that fucking looked at Grand Plattner and was like, and were like, yeah, this guy speaks to the problems that I'm experiencing.
Remember, when they vote for who we like, that's the voters like speaking out and that's the real voter voice being heard. But all across California, where they rejected Hassan's candidates, they're homo fascists. But okay,
this guy speaks to the problems that my younger, my children, my grandchildren are experiencing because they're old as fuck for the most part. So I find it so strange, but also very fucking revealing.
More analysis.
I find it very revealing when these guys say stuff like this. It basically shows that their whole perspective, their whole worldview.
Here comes the projection. What do they do? Anybody but a lib. And now he's going to say, well, what do the libs do? Anybody but socialists. Or anybody on the far left.
Their entire understanding of American politics revolves around their animosity that they've developed against certain content creators. This is no way to do politics. Okay? And Ta-Nehisi Coates says, again, like I said, an account that I've interacted with a lot. And
I guess that's how all the Californians voted because they hated Hassan personally. I don't know.
And I think is very smart. Says, something Destiny Fuentes have in common is obsessive focus on other streamers. Hassan this, Nico that. Their lives are consumed with petty betrayals, rivalries, and never-ending psychosexual dramas. I am less bullish than I used to be on streamers as political organizers. I liked it. And he said, you too, Hassan. I said, huge, huge problem.
By the way, Hassan liked that tweet when it had 4 likes, maybe less because they grouped these. Hassan and 4 others liked your post. Jesus Christ.
Ending psychosexual dramas, I am less bullish than I used to be on streamers as political organizers. I liked it. And he said, you too, Hassan. I said, huge, huge problem in my sphere. I try to do my best to stay out of it. Although a massive chunk of people online actually only follow politics through watching slop by narcissists advancing their personal vendettas that they claim is making a political difference. A point that I've brought up over and over again, constantly, nonstop. Yeah. Again, Edinger Mentham is right. The thing that got him in this position wasn't upper middle class leftists. It was an overwhelming majority of Maine Democrats who preferred him over the incumbent governor. That's the fulcrum of power you need to focus on if you want to understand this. Ta-Nehisi says, I'm sure the average streamer's financial and psychological incentives are at odds with their political incentives. To the degree that you do stay out of the slop, I assume this is why you've ended up at rallies for major candidates and others haven't. Which, by the way, I disagree with the last assessment here, because he almost presents it as arriving at political rallies for major candidates as a fucking good thing for me, as though this is a prize that I've been able to win.
Oh my God, no. Hassan's actually doing such a favor for everybody else. He's like, I mean, he's the only reason Mamdani won, for instance. You know that, right? Yeah.
That's his boy.
Okay. Huh.
which, you know, I didn't make much of a stink about, but I also don't fully agree with.
He's going to claim Abdul next too, right?
If he wins, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that assessment. It's not a prize for me that I've worked hard for, okay? It's, if anything, it's a prize for them for actually abiding by the interests of the masses. So,
all right, what's up, buddy?
I just wanted to say about this, like, Platner guy. I obviously didn't follow that shit. Like, it's local American stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, the amount of lefties on Twitter who are like, who cares about his Nazi tattoo? Are the same people who were saying that my country should not be supported because some fucking soldier was with some suspicious patch.
Yep.
In 22.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Like,
excuse me? Like, literally the same people. I even checked their, like, 22 tweets about Ukraine, like, so I'm not, you know, mistaken in any way. And there, it's the same people, exact same people who were like, have you seen this patch? And it's like some random-ass patch, not even like a proper, like, you know, anything. Or like not even a tattoo, because patch is one thing, tattoo is a completely, you know, it's a little bit more dedication, let's put it that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, and I think there was like this reveal that I think he lied that he didn't knew this guy, right? Or something like that, what that meant.
Yeah. After saying he was
and
a
like,
and everything. Yeah, that's just how it goes. That's what they do. That's how they do.
And they're like, I don't care. Like, this guy's based, you know, who cares about silly things like tattoos? Be for real. And I'm like, fucking hell. Yeah, that's kind of like all I wanted to say. Yeah.
Fun times. Well, stay safe. Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, but
let's just make that very clear. I said, I have a community centered around advancing political goals as opposed to mass harassment of my internet enemies. That's my focus. And that's the reason why politicians reach out and try to win over my community. That's why candidates ask for my attendance at their rallies.
Hmm.
I don't ask candidates to do rallies or to be a part of their rallies. They ask me to go to their rallies.
Oh, my God.
Important.
Wow.
Reply to this gives the game away. What is this? Does the sound have zero agency, any culpability for his own immaturity? You're infantilizing 30-plus-year-old like he's beyond consequences for his own stupidity. What is this? I hold a mirror up and none of you... What is this? Lamau. The world is so much better when Algo stopped feeding politics slop to everyone so these unserious people can go back to watching Joe Rogan all day. I like that he calls me unserious. I hold a mirror up to you all and none of you...
Insanely unserious.
You like what you see. I have no problem with the amount of research I put into debating any of this position. People like Hassan spend zero time doing any research. Why are you defending yourself and the claim that you limit your influence by focusing too much on streamer drama by saying that Hassan does less research than you? I know he does less research than you, but it has nothing to do with the claim I made. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, this. Never mind. I take back everything I said about this guy. I do less research than Destiny.
Uh-oh.
Dude, I swear to God, for like, there is definitely a particular brand of autism that is so unbelievably appealing to every poster on the internet, where they go, "No, he's reading Wikipedia articles to fucking to develop talking points that he can have like good solid gotchas on the internet on."
It doesn't even make sense. Like, it's so retarded.
And that's it. That's the extent of his research. Most of his stream is just fucking rewatching videos of mine, which includes probably this one because I just brought him up. So I'm sure he'll take a tremendous amount of pleasure off of that.
I am pleasuring myself off of
it. I swear to God, these guys genuinely think he's like fucking a god at debating.
I wonder why.
If he's doing so much research, why is he always wrong?
If I'm always wrong, why? So, like, go back to the Finkelstein debate where this guy, they've tried to, like, mind fuck all of their audience and I think I got crushed in that debate. It was one thing I was incorrect about. And it's like, well, did you see the part where he mispronounced your name for the 47th time?
Mr. Borelli.
How much research did he deploy with his, I guess, his political instincts are really bad then? Because how much research was he fucking deploying when he said Joe Biden shouldn't drop out? As a matter of fact, he debated that position on Jubilee, literally, and by the time the fucking video...
I don't even remember this. I'm pretty sure I was always in the middle on this, arguing with Pisco and Jank. I guess it depends on which debate you saw. But did I have an argument on Jubilee over Biden dropping out? Was that... I don't even know if that was a Jubilee thing. But I mean, also, I like how he's trying to present this as like a counterfactual that I'd be wrong on, when technically I could say that my counterfactual is stronger than the reality that happened because Harris actually lost. I could say, well... Yeah, Biden shouldn't have dropped out. He beat Trump last time. I think voters would have just voted for him again. I mean, like, I could just say that, right? Okay.
Came out. Joe Biden had dropped out. How much research did he deploy when deciding to take the opposite stance of mine on the Israel issue and spent 2.5 fucking years, 3 years defending Israel's genocide with increasingly more unhinged takes where he got ritualistically humiliated by Norm Finkelstein? Because
in what, like, what was one wrong thing? Again, this is just all so, God, fuck, it's all so boring, dude.
Because Norm Finkelstein actually knows the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, but that's why you got, that's why the only solid facts that me and Norm had, like, big disagreements on were ones that I was actually so correct about. Not only was it obvious that Finkelstein hadn't even read the case that South Africa had submitted, which you would think would be the bare minimum, but the head prosecutor for the International Court of Justice even came out and said that most people were misinterpreting what was it, like, plausible rights. It was plausible that, like, the rights of the Palestinians had been infringed upon by Israel or whatever, but that the plausibility standard just had to, it was basically a standing question, not like ruling on the merits of the case or whatever. I don't know. Do you think Hassan actually believes what he's saying right now? No, but remember, the goal is not to be correct. The goal is to just, like, give the marching orders. When Hassan is speaking, it's the same thing as Trump speaking. So, like, I'm getting upset and annoyed right now because they, because it has the veneer of intellectualism. At least Trump, I'm trying to think, does Trump pretend to be an intellectual? I don't know. I guess his fans kind of pretend it is.
He does with his IQ.
Yeah. Like, oh, no. Yeah, it does. IQ. Yeah. So it's the same shit, right? Like, you know they're lying, but they know they're lying. And it's all about the lie. And then it's all about just having your protected audience that Hassan also gets protected via Twitch. Thank God for that. And then he just sells the same lie over and over and over and over and over again so that Diddy Piker, who was watching child porn with Will Neff, never has to actually confront a critical idea or somebody who could push him on anything because he's on his little protected platform with his protected space, you know, giving all of his marching orders out to his fan base.
How much research is he deploying when he goes, I don't know who Susan Collins is, while talking about Graham Platner? Because I'm forced to respond to drama claims when other people are making them if it's not constantly laundering Kiwi Farms and Snarker. What is a Snarker opinion? What is this? What is this motherfucker talking about? About me to his audience, and then if they carry those opinions in other parts of the internet, I have to respond and deal with them. The entire online political space has been destroyed by low information, ideologically motivated politics streamers who waste everyone's time.
I'm surprised he's reading my whole comment, though. Jeez. It's sophistry. I don't know if I would call it sophistry. I feel like sophistry is when you are, it's like a bad faith engagement with philosophical argument, kind of. Like, he's doing propaganda. Like, would you consider propaganda to be sophistry? I don't think I would. I feel like it's a different thing. I'm vibing that, but.
Maybe this is just the swamp you swim in and there's no getting out. Seems unlikely to me. There are lots of YouTube political commentators who are involved in essentially zero personal drama, but supposing it for argument's sake. But if so, then I'm still right that it puts a ceiling on your political influence. Yeah, this guy, I like this guy's opinions. I thought he was intelligent, but he genuinely thinks that, you know, Destiny's a fucking intellectual giant. So it has actually tarnished my opinion of him a little bit.
A little bit.
I'll be honest.
But that's nice. This is also like the Trump thing, right, where you reward the people that are loyal to you. Oh, I like this guy's Twitter account. You punish the people that are mean to you. Oh, you're fake news. You're not real. You're a nasty person. My opinion of you is tarnished. So that hopefully this guy gets the message.
Yikes. Guy who fucking spends every waking moment sticking his dick into anything and everything he can and then ruining his own life. And then immediately, are you serious about Dean?
So much political analysis here. Very, very, very good political analysis. Nice.
He's attacked all of your points.
Yeah, true.
Not doing more research. He reads more documents and sources that are official than you. That is just true, isn't it? No, dude. It is just a fucking... No. It is absolutely fucking propaganda. What are you talking about? That man has never read a fucking book cover to cover. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. This is what I mean. All you need
arguments.
To do...
It doesn't matter.
...is have tremendous confidence and the right level of autism, so you can just be like, I'm the most intelligent person he has. Okay. If he reads so much, why is he always wrong? A great question for you guys. Always. If he reads so much, why is he always wrong? So either he's, you know, reading a tremendous amount and then arriving at the wrong conclusion because he's a fucking idiot, or he's not reading at all and he just goes on stream and reads a couple primary documents and then you think, oh my God, this is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. One of the best examples of this is the Israel-Palestine conversation, because I've had these opinions on the conflict born out of all of the materials that I've read on it for years before I even decided to fucking become a political commentator.
So I don't know fuck all about Maine's politics, and I don't pretend to know about Maine's politics. So I don't follow that much domestic electoral stuff. I got my own shit going on sometimes. And there's just other stuff that interests me. I never pretend otherwise, though. Hassan will make this claim over and over again that he studied Israel-Palestine for decades. He knows blah, 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 blah. But didn't know one of the, probably the single most debated holy site in the entirety of the
wall,
the Jewish-Arab conflict. Like, I'm sorry, but that's just not possible. That's impossible. You couldn't have read anything or known anything. You couldn't have gone over any of the negotiations, because in the negotiations, generally holy sites are part of, you know, what's being debated. It was at Camp David. It was at Taba Rosa, but I feel like that's the name of the fucking thing, and whatever that city is to the south, and that they try to do after the Clinton parameters. You would know that, like, the division of, like, East Jerusalem from, I don't know if they ever call it West Jerusalem. I always hear Jerusalem and Eastern Jerusalem, the old city, is divided in part along the wall. It's impossible to not know that. That's not possible. Okay, but no, there was a name for the talks that happened after Camp David failed. The Clinton team put out a set of parameters, and there was a summit afterwards at Taba. It was Taba Summit. I just don't know how you can't know. Well, I know how you can't know. It's because you haven't actually read or studied anything in depth. Which also, by the way, I don't even care that much about if you don't know it. That's fine. Like, bro, there's a ton of shit that I don't know. But when you sit here and you market yourself as, like, an expert on all these Middle Eastern things over and over and over again, and he says he learned all this a decade ago, and it's like, homie, we watched you do fucking the map quiz in 2019 or whatever, when you were mixing up your home country of Turkey with, like, India. Like, what?
There's no way he did that, right?
Yes. Link it.
That's crazy. Link. That's his fucking country,
Link.
Man.
The fucking
first news story.
Matt
Sarah
meme.
Sanders visits the Western Wall.
Literally, this is the one thing about Judaism that I do not know. Like, I mean,
I just can't. I don't know how this is even possible. Like, even if you don't know, here's what I don't understand is, because even if you don't research the history or anything, you would still hear memes about the wall.
I've learned deep lore on this broadcast about Sakal.
How, like, what deep lore have you learned to not know
about the citrus, about the stick and the tent? It's just a holy wall. I don't know. Wait, what the fuck? You don't know either?
Wait, am I retarded? Isn't the Western Wall, isn't this supposed
to... Why are you acting like you don't know, you fucking retard?
Was destroyed all the...
Yeah, good.
You don't know either?
He's reading Wikipedia, by the way.
It's just a holy wall. I don't know. Wait, what the fuck? You don't know either? How do you not know? You're Jewish. Why do Christians go there and, like, cry and stuff? I'm gonna be real. It's not much. It's the outside wall of the Second Temple.
How do you just say that casually? Oh, my God. It's all good. How could you not know that? Shut up. Wait, what?
Fake laugh. This is the Temple Mount, mega holy, great place to pray.
I was even doing commentary on Israel-Palestine for
years.
Doesn't know about the Western Wall.
It's like one of the most... It's literally impossible, but whatever. Again, I don't expect everybody to know everything. But when you're sitting here saying, I'm an expert, I've been an expert. I've been an expert for years, for over a decade on this. Like, how, bruh? Really? Where is it?
No, that's Sweden. That's... Is it Finland? No, it's Finland.
15 minutes, bro. We're not doing this whole thing.
Okay, dude. Yeah, I don't. Shut up. Okay. Nope, that was a failure. That was good. I think Kashmir? I don't know. It's,
You know what I just realized, too, actually? I feel like he was radicalized later in life. Like, over the past, like, few years. Because you would know some of these if you had your standard ML anti-Western talking points. Like, you would have to know that Pakistan borders India. You would have to know, like, about these... like regional conflicts, you would have to, right?
No.
So he must have been
got it.
Radicalized like over the past couple of years, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea where the Philippines are, dude. I'm done. I can't do this. That was the first try. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Okay. Please be pretending.
No. Dude, where's
Ah! Are you non?
Okay. Click.
Waited with a.
Get this any further. Done. I'm done, dude. I'm done. Okay? I'm done. I can't play this any further.
Keep in mind that he said he'd written articles before on what was going on in Yemen. And I think he had written one article, but I don't know if it was ghostwritten for him or just like a standard, you know, slop article, but...
I don't know which is which, dude. Close the cookies? Oh, yeah, true. Doesn't know where Yemen is? Okay, I'm gonna click close. I'm closing it. Nope.
Cave and YouTube, thank you for the 15 tier 2 subreddits, buddy.
Nope. Got it. One of these. That's the Philippines. There you go. Hungary. I clicked. This is the
for spirit.
I clicked. Elk, yeah, I'm done. Damn. Oh, it's probably one of these, right? God, I messed it up. I don't know.
Like,
isn't it like right here? Why isn't it telling me where it is? Click on Jordan. No.
Like, how can you not know where Jordan is?
Oh, isn't it like right here? Oh, click on Granada. Dude, I have no idea. Can't do it. See ya. See ya. Albania.
Fuck, oh, my. More.
Earth, dude, just get it right.
One more meter one.
Look. You can tell the type of you were in school. Yeah. What is it like? What is it like here?
Epic.
Good. Dragon on United Kingdom. There it is. Oh, New Guinea. Come on, dude. That doesn't count. Slovenia. No, got it. Cyprus. Cyprus, guys, come on. I was the Federated States of Micronesia.
Micronesia.
These got to be consolidated, okay?
Okay.
Me going forward is just React Andy all the way, okay?
Whatever. Anyway. Expert. For a decade. What? You can do it. Chrome.
Okay. There is a, you know, decade of fucking information.
I think later on when this was brought up, he said he was just trolling the whole time.
Like Hassan, for example.
Doesn't know where Yemen is. Okay, I'm gonna click close. I'm closing it. I think. Nope.
Dude, I'm memeing. I'm fucking memeing.
Nope.
Got it. No. Not only am I joking there, I'm gonna show you something. Okay. Here. That's another Destiny clip, by the way. Classic. Okay.
Play this game.
You have
I sucked at Terra.com. I'm not gonna do it. Everyone's gonna make fun of me. Help you. No, everyone's gonna make fun of me if I do this. You have Chad to help you. Do the 50 US states. I can't do that. I'll get owned to oblivion. I have no idea where the states are. Click on Pakistan. Wait, how do I zoom in? Okay, which one is it? Is it this? Is it this? I don't know which one it is. I have no idea. Oh no. I don't know. Is it this? I don't know.
Okay.
Information there that helped me arrive at the conclusions I arrived at on this issue. He didn't know anything, decided to lay his claim on one side of the fucking equation. Get fucking out of all of the materials that are... One of the best examples of this is the Israel-Palestine conversation. Because I've had these opinions on the conflict born out of all of the materials that I've read on it for years before I even decided to fucking become a political commentator. Okay? There is a, you know, decade of fucking information there that helped me arrive at the conclusions I arrived at on this issue.
A decade
he didn't know
of
anything,
information.
Decided to lay his claim on one side of the fucking equation, which was different than his previous claims against Israel in like 2016, because now he's just purely spite driven. Okay. And then he started doing research on stream by trying to find evidence that would correspond to his worldview, that would defend his position on the internet. And he heavily relied on his audience to do so. This is how he operates all the fucking time.
Okay.
That is precisely the reason why his dumbass audience, okay? Look, we're all dumbasses. The only difference is I admit that I'm a dumbass, okay?
The amount of, like, projection and skinwalking is just so crazy to me. Jesus Christ. It's insane.
But all of our dumbass audiences collectively look at somebody demonstrating the capability of reading, okay, on stream and go, oh my God, this is fucking brilliant. None of them ask the question, why did he arrive at a conclusion without reading this information ahead of time? Because unfortunately, his audience is just as fucking stupid, or rather, biased in that same exact direction, so they use him as a fucking vehicle to deliver this information to a broader audience. But on the issue of Israel, there were plenty of Hasbarists that probably loved that there was a debate lord that was willing to entertain this otherwise unpopular position, this inhumane position that, you know, you were going to be pro-Israel unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
That's it. So they just kept pumping information to him in real time, as he engaged in post hoc rationalizations over and over again.
Does Hassan refuse to have a conversation with you? Yeah, of course. He's terrified. He would be, his whole world would fall apart. He knows that.
He's not even good at debating anymore. He recently got smoked in a debate by two 100 view slob tubers. Yeah.
He's talking about Morrow and Aiden. Jesus Christ.
In any case.
I thought Rob Noir. Oh, are they talking about my debate with Rob Noir and Ryan Mullaly? Oh, it could be that one. That'd be crazy if they had an opposite position on that, though.
Why do you hold Ta-Nehisi Coates' opinion to a high regard? Hasn't he recently arrived at the anti-genocide position? Who's he to judge you, to be honest? Wait, what? No, this isn't actually Ta-Nehisi Coates. This is a...
What do you think an actual interaction would be like at this point? I mean, like, he would say something. I would get annoyed by how long he's taking to state the opinion, because he'd be trying to fit in as many buzzwords as possible. And then I would try to circle back, and then I would try to counter some fundamental thing that he probably got wrong, that he's built his whole opinion on. he would try to either deny it or he would try to pivot a little bit and then he would want to ramble again. I would start getting more frustrated at the fact that he's not answering any of my questions and he's just rambling. And then eventually, I don't know, it would split from there, I guess. Obviously, it wouldn't be a good conversation, but...
Fucking, his name is Ta-Nehisi Quotes. It's a totally different account. No, Ta-Nehisi Quotes doesn't... the real Ta-Nehisi Quotes...
No, the comment said Snarkers, he meant Aiden.
Quotes doesn't know who the fuck Destiny is. Are you crazy? Anyway.
Anyway. Is that it? Are we done? Did we make it?
The point I'm making is... that a lot of people look at this as a performance, okay? To be fair to this guy, I think he's just seen clips of you that D was watching or something because he's seemingly only seen when you're talking about D, which is fucking rare. If his opinion of you is based entirely off of what the Sex Pest shows to his audience, that there's no wonder he thinks this.
What an idiot.
Unfortunately, I can attest.
He'll accept that.
True.
Test to that. Yeah. Hassan is making massive impacts in multiple races all around the country. Just ask the best politicians in the country what they think of him. I don't really watch Hassan stuff, but when I have, it's mostly been him raging about Sex Pestiny or some such nonsense.
Oh shit, I didn't even see this one. Oh no.
But that being said, you are right. He's become a live political player in a way that other big streamers haven't. Okay, maybe he actually has exclusively encountered clips of mine from... Yeah, oh, this makes sense. Maybe. I'm not trying to be too definitive. I don't really like Hassan's politics. I'm much closer to the center, but I do notice that he's been involving himself in actual races, which is respectable to me.
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe he's like a centrist, so he was a former Destiny fan or something who was just like frustrated that he constantly gets into Sex Pest shit. In my opinion, you gotta remind people on the internet that you exist outside the stream. When you're not live, you read research, etc. Just because you're not pulling up random Wikipedia links on stream doesn't mean... Yeah, the other side of the story that I find...
Wait, is he pretending like, okay guys, I gotta go offline now, I need to go read books? Like...
That's what he's pretending.
It has to be like so... Like, do you not feel embarrassed or humiliated lying like that about what you do? I don't know. That's crazy to me, I guess.
Former Destiny fan or something who was just like frustrated that he constantly gets into Sex Pest shit. In my opinion, you gotta remind people on the internet that you exist outside the stream. When you're not live, you read research, etc. Just because you're not pulling up random Wikipedia links on stream doesn't mean... Yeah. The other side of the story that I find very frustrating is that I think a lot of people only watch clips of the stream, but they don't actually watch the YouTube videos, right? Because if you were to watch the YouTube videos, you would realize that all the data that I pull from my fucking brain corresponds to actual evidence that my editors will go and pull from the actual surveys.
What is he even trying to argue? Well, you watch my YouTube videos, my editors will plug the article, like articles, so you know that I'm not wrong.
Like, I will reveal a lot of empirical evidence in the process of doing commentary, but usually I'm just pulling it from my mind. Some people just don't like the medium of streaming for politics. This guy seems to be like one of those people. Doesn't really matter. You can appeal to the people who do like it. Yeah, I'm not expecting this person to fucking be like a fan of streaming, like political streamers. I'm just, I do get frustrated when people make this assessment off of like choice clips that they see on the internet. And it's oftentimes people who feel like they're above that kind of thing. They feel they feel as though they're above being duped by, you know, their Twitter algorithm. Okay, the reality of the matter is,
they are getting skinwalking me again. Wait, what the fuck?
Yep.
Actively defend him when he is.
Orders are not the young. What is this? Arrived at on this. He's become a live political player in a way that he's become a live political player in a way that other big streamers haven't. Okay, maybe he actually has exclusively encountered. Much was a former Destiny fan or something who was just like frustrated that he constantly gets into Sex Pest shit. In my opinion, you gotta remind people on the internet that you exist outside the stream. When you're not live, you read research, etc. Just because you're not, but they don't actually watch the YouTube video that my editors will go and pull from the actual from my mind. Some people just don't like the medium of streaming for politics. This guy seems to be like one of those people. Doesn't really matter. You can appeal to the people who do like it. Yeah, I'm not expecting this person to fucking be like a fan of streaming, like political streamers. I'm just, I do get frustrated when people make.
What would be your motive to have a convo with Hassan? I assume his would be to discredit you, as he does with all the name calling, but I'm curious what the upside would be for you. Well, I mean, there's shallow upsides, like publicity or money. I mean, like I guess the larger upside would be that I think that our media environment is in a state of utter disrepair because people are too protected on their own platforms.
People have kind of like massively cope mind fucked themselves and their audiences into believing that like, oh, debate is worthless and that's actually just for fast talkers. And actually the best way to do political dissemination is to just talk to your own audience and to preach to the choir over and over again every single day. And the only time we're ever going to attack the points of people we don't like is when our own clippers have specially prepared media for us to watch and then bash on our stream. And I think it's done an irreparable harm, not irreparable. It's doing massive harm, substantial harm to our political climate. So anytime these worlds collide, you get like people who have to contend with the ideas of the people that are ideologically opposed to them. I think there's a benefit there because it forces the other side, or I would say both sides, I guess, to be a little bit more realistic about what they're saying. But the longer you spend in your own little hermetically sealed bubble, the more detached from reality your opinions can become. And Hassan's are very, very, very detached from reality.
This assessment off of, make this assessment off of like choice clips that they see on the internet. And it's oftentimes people who feel like they're above that kind of thing. They feel they feel as though they're above being duped by, you know, their Twitter algorithm. Okay?
I don't think Hassan watches me. I don't think he has time. I do think he does have people that feed him stuff. I really don't like that he can hijack my ideas over and over and over again, though, and then pass them off as his own. Because Dan Clancy and fucking Twitch are happy to keep me banned off this platform for extreme hate as Hassan gets banned from a country.
Which ones has he grabbed?
Well, this one right now that he's doing that I've kind of spoken a lot over the last month or so about how like you can't trust your mind and people think that they can survive being thrown into some crazy algorithm, but you actually can and it will put you in a whole different world very quickly and people don't realize it. They think that they're like, they think that they can survive it. They're like, oh no, just show me everything and I'll use my rational human mind to figure out what's true and what's not true. That's not the case at all. But this has been a big point I've been harping on, and Hassan is like, he's skinwalking me now for this opinion. It's just very fucking annoying that he can pass it off as his own over and over again. Especially because Hassan is actively doing that. Like, he's trying to get people in their own algorithm. Like, this doppelganging of an outfit of, like, being an intellectual. They're like, what do all the intellectuals say? Well, I'm going to slice off the thinnest top of that aesthetic and then wear it so that I can pretend to be the intellectual. It's just so fucking disgusting, I think. It's
genuine
harmful.
Question, what's to stop one of your YouTube editors from going through Hassan's VOD, seeing when he picks up your quote-unquote talking points, and then like showcasing like, oh, Steve was talking about this at X time, and then Hassan was talking about this like after this amount of time?
Well, I would just go to my audience, right?
You don't think that would be
Hassan's audience?
Well, you
doesn't
think
really
that would be an interesting video for like YouTube of like,
I mean,
hey,
it could be
like
if one of them wants to put in the effort, but that sounds like
it's a lot of effort.
But yeah. It would be interesting, yeah.
The reality of the matter is, they are getting duped by their Twitter algorithm. I thought you were joking when you said, high IQ people aren't allowed to be cops, but your editor had a source ready when I rewatched you on YouTube. I try to do my very best to make this as entertaining as possible.
Can you what?
Can you count his Twitter tabs? How many does he have open?
I don't know, probably 10. that's what all these guys do. Asmongold and Hassan is just Twitter.
Politics is fucking boring for the most part. I try to make it entertaining. These other guys make it entertaining by turning it into drama, turning it into a clash between one streamer over the other. I try to make it entertaining, not through this clash, but instead by, you know, cracking jokes, making it fun
button.
In some way. I feel like if I were to sit here and read source material all the fucking time, it probably wouldn't be as entertaining for people.
That's why he does it off stream.
Here's what happens. If California goes red, you never win another national election and another national issue ever again. Progressives never win another national issue. They never win another,
To oversimplify, do you think there's something to be said about how we don't have discussions with the goal of finding true middle ground? Debates seem to be so team sports focused. That's fine. That's what a debate is supposed to be. A debate is supposed to be, in an ideal world, is you're figuring out which idea, you know, survives the conflict. The idea, you don't have to have two major ideologically opposed people to have a debate as like a truth seeking thing. The truth seeking should be a byproduct of the conflict, you know, between the two in terms of figuring out who you feel, you know, performs better. The actual like research and truth that goes into the preparation for the debate is supposed to be where everything happens, ideally, in an ideal world. Like Hassan would prepare notes and he would read more, he would read anything, if he knew that he had to withstand scrutiny to somebody who wanted to challenge him on his insane takes on basically every single thing that he talks about. But because he doesn't have to do that, he can just do the propaganda slot. Like,
wouldn't he just lie?
Lie about what?
You know, whatever. Wouldn't he just lie during a debate? I don't think he's above that, right?
Well, he's not, but it would start to become painfully obvious because there would be other people that would be on his side who would have more measured takes. I could give a more measured take on it on from the Palestinian side on Israel Palestine than this fucking retard ever could. But he doesn't give a fuck about the conflict or know anything about it. But he doesn't have to. He's not trying to. He's just selling the aesthetic of doing that.
You know, election with Democrats.
But it's like playing in the World Cup doesn't make you, like, nobody was made a good athlete because they played in the finals of some sports thing or whatever. It's all the training and the prep and everything getting up to that point.
Never happens.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, it's already on it, like.
What is this? Things Destiny believed in the weeks following October 7th. Palestine has an air force. Palestinians have advanced film production industry, which they use to fabricate
footage. Why ever said that Palestine has an air force? What? Palestinians have an advanced film production industry they use to fabricate footage. It's called an iPhone.
Footage of atrocities. Palestinian is not a real ethnicity and are secretly Jordanian. Hamas makes cookie rockets.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. I don't even know if Hassan understands the connection to Jordan, though. Listen, there's a video of a guy doing the sugar shit. What do you want me to say?
Did Destiny really believe in the Pallywood conspiracy theories? I knew he was up to some stupid shit, but it's worse than I expected.
I still do, 100%. And they are real, but that's okay.
Yes, this is the clip from later on in his talking about the subject when he is trying to hedge on the claim that he thinks the Pallywood label makes... Pallywood label makes this seem less conspiratorial.
At one point, he tried CPR, but there was no bringing him back, his husband and father. Yet another innocent Palestinian civilian killed while posing no threat whatsoever.
Somebody died. How is this Pallywood? Because the goal is to capture shit like this because Western...
When you have... I think the clip we just watched is... There will be like a kid throwing rocks or whatever at soldiers on the wall. And then everybody, including his fucking parents, will be behind. And they'll have like medics here and they'll have like cameras here or like a fucking phone here to record them. Knowing that eventually the kid's going to get shot. And then when he gets shot, they can record it on film, have the parents come in and cry, and then put him on the ambulance. I think I've even clarified. I don't know if I'll clarify it here or not. But like, I'm not saying that people aren't actually dying. They are. But it's all like set up and staged like very meticulously for a Western audience consumption, which it absolutely is.
Media eats it the fuck up. This guy's wife and a whole medical team are, what, I guess, a minutes or two walk off camera, and this guy's gonna walk towards...
More like 10 seconds off.
...towards where they know the IDF is, where he's been told to evacuate. They know they're gonna get fired at. They're martyrs. They're shaheed, right? This is what they're doing, is they walk forward, yep, hoping to get shot at, and then they're gonna come back, they're gonna get video footage, they bring his wife forward, she cries. I mean, just because it's Palo doesn't mean somebody didn't actually die, okay?
Oh,
these guys,
yeah,
are willing,
correct,
to blow themselves up. Of course they're willing to fucking die on camera. So he comes forward, he gets shot, they bring him back, he dies. That's unfortunate. Probably don't want to die. They just want to get shot or shot at. Bring him back, wife comes forward to cry, hospital people take him away, and then they've got their footage, they send it to Western media, and then they played a million times to show Israel is this heartless, evil, fucking cold-hearted monster that just kills civilians indiscriminately. This is, like, they literally say they're going into a combat zone. This is what people mean when they say power.
Yep, 100%, and it's true.
How is this any different than Ben Shapiro trying to intellectualize his unbelievably putrid fucking worldview, by the way? It's the exact same thing. As a matter of fact, they are in complete alignment on this issue.
Am I wrong about any of what I just said? Is he going to say anything about what I just said?
But once again...
Great analysis, Hassan Piker.
He delivers this information with confidence. In a way that is like very palatable to not knowledgeable people. Mm-hmm. If you are in any way, shape, or form knowledgeable or empathetic as a person, and you have seen the amount of violence that Israel subjected the
Palestinians, like, and now it's just back to propaganda. I've got a video here that I'm showing to demonstrate my point. I apparently have notes even on the conversation I'm having right here in the background as I'm having an argument with somebody else who's trying to contend with the point that I'm bringing up. I mean, like, but that's not worth responding to. You're just going to go back to the slopaganda talking points. Okay.
Palestinians too, over the many years that Israel has, you know, operated as apartheid state. Mm-hmm. You obviously hear something like this and you go,
apartheid, genocide and the cleansing, did we hit these two?
Oh my God, this is an unbelievably racist narrative. How the fuck
racist
did this guy learn about Hasbara?
He's just some, can we do Islamophobic next?
Like, American Cuban dude, why is he so goddamn tapped?
American Cuban dude. Trump, please God, Trump, one thing you can do to win my vote.
Then like he's Hen Mazik or something, right? But if you're not knowledgeable, if your first interaction with the issue of Israel happens to be this guy whose videos you've seen on the internet where he's dunking on some of the stupidest fucking mouth breathers you've ever seen, and you're like, this guy's a beacon of intellect.
Oh, I wonder why I have to argue with them. Crazy how it only ever seems to be the people that aren't clued into the propaganda model that come out to debate on this, because you can't argue these points. There's a reason why he hasn't said anything to contradict anything I've said.
He's a giant in his own right. He has the capacity to convince you that his worldview is actually impenetrable, it's unshakable, it's the correct position, and it's actually the most well-researched position you can arrive at. Mm. That's why he consistently will undermine my positions and be like, oh, he's unserious. Between me and him, I wonder who's the less serious one, the guy who fucking watches my stream for the most part, or the guy who's out there like interviewing candidates, going to political rallies, organizing.
All things that when I did in the past, Hassan said I would only do these things just to get, I don't know if anybody has clips of that. He used to say like, oh yeah, Destiny only did the canvassing stuff so that people couldn't criticize him. And it's so funny because now Hassan tries to shield himself with the same thing. Destiny, if someone has to properly prepare before debating, who does the responsibility of ensuring they do so fall upon? What do you mean? Themselves, their opponent, the moderator, the platform, the audience? I don't know. I guess all of them. If they don't prepare well, then ideally they would get trounced in whatever debate or argument they're trying to have, no?
And for the most part, covering the fucking news, with this very rare exception.
Play it, Unk. What is this?
By Destiny, isn't he canvassing for the left? Yeah, dude. The left is John Ossoff. Fuck my dick. I already had one controversial figure on. If I was going to have smaller content creators on, I would rather have them be, you know, lefties that with relevant politics, like Canadian lefties, like the Serfs, for example.
What a fucking loser, bro.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.